Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I did not see Big Poppy and Vladdy Guerrero live with that, but I saw the clips.
Pretty good.
Very good.
Pretty good with Jeter and A-Rod also on the panel.
Yankees lose. Right there. And they did it about 700 times.
As they should have.
They kept going back to it. It was very funny. My name is Chad Hartman. Here's Dave Harrigan. We're here until 3. I want to thank Steve, John, and Andy. I was off yesterday honoring something tied to Jordana's event.
This is official station business.
This is. Now, it wasn't torture for me because I was playing golf.
Are you saying this normally is?
No, I'm not saying any of the events that I pledged to participate are torture. I was just saying what I'm saying. It was a work-related
yes.
event.
Well, I'm just saying, your normal work day is not torture either, right?
Well, some of golf sometimes can be torture.
That's true.
Okay. Sometimes it can be torture. But these gentlemen, in particular Steve, bid money because of what we do with blood cancer, because of what Jordana has faced.
Helping fund the mission of NMDP.
Yeah. They're great people. And yeah, I'm more team summer than team fall. But if you're going to have a fall day, 64, 65, light Zephyr enough to make the club selection, you got to think about it a little
sure.
bit. And play with three great guys. It was a great day.
Good.
It was a great day. We had fun afterwards. We solved every world's problem. So there are no issues in the world anymore. But
you get credit for the peace deal.
We're going there, and Donald John Trump deserves plenty of praise. Yes, I, Chad Hartman, just said that. Donald Trump deserves a great deal of praise. That's just my view. In fact, why don't we just, this right now, 651-461-9226. Are you willing to say Donald Trump deserves a great deal of praise for where we most likely are heading? Okay, get to that in a second. But again, just for all the folks who have been a part of this blood cancer battle, for Jordana, for the people who listen, for the people who contribute, it's great. And just meeting three really smart, successful people who for some reason listen to our silly show and wanted to contribute, it was a great day.
We'll have another good time tomorrow with another blood cancer donor.
Because
Meanest Mom in Minnesota will be in here.
And we're getting food, right?
She's requested no food, actually.
No food? I thought we were going to have food.
Here's the problem.
Yeah.
I think the Meanest Mom in Minnesota
Yeah.
Might not be filling up to that bill. She said, you know what? I will pass on the lunch because she's bringing her teenage son with her.
Okay.
Check out the radio thing, see what it's all about.
Right.
And she promised him a meal downtown after the show.
Well, does that prevent Brad from buying us lunch?
No, it does not.
Yeah.
That's true.
Brad, we'll still take the company lunch.
Very happily.
Because I put down a notable amount of cash yesterday for the blood cancer.
You know what? We'll take their lunches, too.
Yeah.
If the meanest mom doesn't want it.
No, we're not taking your lunch and the kids' lunch. Now, maybe afterwards we will, because they're going to be part of Am I Wrong,
yes,
right?
They're going to. She's taking over Am I Wrong.
She's taking
over. The committee has stepped down for the week. She is the committee.
And she's listened to Am I Wrong.
She's very familiar with Am I Wrong.
All right. That's good. That's good. And then I have another event I need to plan here in a couple of weeks. So a lot of stuff taking place. Big announcement yesterday on what appears to be a path to an agreement to end this war. I say appears. I'm not trying to downplay anything. I'm just trying to acknowledge that I don't trust Hamas for one second. Why would anyone trust Hamas? And also, the Israeli Security Council and the Prime Minister are voting on it right now. So things potentially could, where we could make progress, significant progress. Oh, very good. In fact, we just got word that Aaron David Miller is going to join us at 12:35. So we'll continue this out. This deserves it. And so I want to see what Aaron has to say, because he's been involved in the Middle East as a negotiator, as a part of Secretary of State's offices for both Republicans and Democrats. And this all started with Hamas's grotesque act October 7th. It has continued with overwhelming, forceful bludgeoning by the Israelis. Absolutely, they should have responded and targeted Hamas leadership and Hamas. Do I think they could have been more surgical in their approach? Yes, I do. Yes, it. Do I think Hamas is a bunch of cowards who will hide amongst hospitals and neighborhoods and are willing to sacrifice any amount of Palestinians to save themselves? Of course they are. But there have been tens and tens and tens and tens of thousands of Palestinians who have been killed. And when individuals will automatically put every Palestinian with Hamas, I find that insulting. I find that tone deaf. I find that a lack of objectivity. I find that a lack of dealing with facts. There is no doubt, Dave Harrigan, you have many Palestinians who have supported Hamas, who believe in Hamas, who voted for Hamas. You also have hundreds of thousands of other Palestinians who want no part of Gaza. And it's very easy to sit here, wherever you might live in America, and say, oh, they should speak out more. Yeah, how do you think that's going to work out for a Palestinian living in Gaza to speak out against Hamas?
They will not speak out for long.
No, they'll be beheaded.
That's right.
They'll be killed.
And now, their families.
Yes. And their families will be killed first right in front of them. Now, I'm absolutely not suggesting in any way that Israel had to say, okay, you killed 1,200-some innocents. We don't do anything. They had to respond. And Israel is not completely surrounded, but is surrounded by a lot of other leadership countries or terroristic groups that have formed who want to end the lives of anyone who's associated with Israel. So it's not easy. And clearly this happened when Joe Biden was still president. Do I believe it wouldn't have happened if Donald Trump was president? There's zero proof of that. There's no proof of that. I wish it wouldn't have happened in the first place. Biden administration, over and over again, continued to support Israel, but also occasionally would ask questions like, you're as brilliant as you are with, what was it? Was it the walkie-talkies, the phones? What happened like 16 months ago or so where they really get, were they even pagers? I forget right now.
I think it was pagers.
Yeah. And they killed so many people. And the genocide word gets tossed out and debated a lot. Okay? For the hundreds and hundreds of thousands of individuals who are living there, Dave, and, you know, may not love Israel, let's be clear about that, but really wants no part of Hamas leadership. And they've had to watch their children die. They've had to struggle for food. That has been torture for them. You know what else is torture? Killing innocent Israelis who are at a music festival. That's torture. So, to bring this to a conclusion when clearly the Biden administration tried ferociously to get this done. And the Trump administration has picked up on it. And it's with Witkoff, it's with Marco Rubio, it appears Jared Kushner has been in the mix a lot longer than maybe we even have known. We've known the last few months he's been involved. Seems like he might have been involved even more so. The President of the United States, when a conflict of this level gets resolved, if it happens, I'm still saying it just wouldn't shock me if Hamas goes back on their word. It just would not. If it happens, or even for the effort, Donald Trump deserves plenty of credit. He just does. Does he exaggerate about the amount of other wars he solved? Of course he does. Come on. Nobody believes that. Well, you know, plenty of people believe it. It's just not true. And because when you think about all the presidents involved in the Middle East and the credit they were given. Think about Jimmy Carter. It was a longer lasting deal. Think about Bill Clinton. Think about how far Bill Clinton really wanted to go to give the Palestinians statehood. So Trump has this relationship with Netanyahu, and clearly the reporting says at times Netanyahu went farther than Trump wanted him to go, including the attacks in Qatar. But Trump in some ways has called his bluff on this one, saying, we got this 20-point peace plan. BB, this is as good as you're going to get. Think about the amount of leaders you annihilated. It's time to say enough is enough and bring your soldiers back. Most importantly, bring the hostages back and try to have some normalcy until guess what's going to happen, because it's the Middle East, the next major conflict. Because it always happens. But if you're the President of the United States and you're this involved and it appears we're going to get resolution, if you're not willing to give him some credit, then you're borderline never going to give him credit. Do you agree with my statement? Does Dave Harrigan agree with my statement? You can offer up phone calls. You can offer up texts. We're going to stay with this a little bit today because this has become an enormous issue and we have not talked about it nearly as much as the previous show. But on a day like this, we rightfully so should discuss it. And me, you know, frequent man who praises Donald Trump frequently, I'm willing to say right here and there, Donald Trump deserves a great deal of credit. You agree or disagree? 651-461-9226.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
I got it.
It's not that hard today.
No. That's your issue. The Wild start tonight. Bill Guerin makes his first.
I've never walked
numerous
into something more than that.
First of many appearances, a joke that Bill Guerin also would appreciate. So we got.
He doesn't always appreciate your jokes.
No, he does not, and I guarantee he's not going to appreciate everything I say throughout the year, and that's why it's good. That's why he's great. The only show Bill Guerin is a regular on is this show. Okay, so. To suggest we don't talk enough hockey in this, what do you think it says about Bill Guerin? If Bill Guerin didn't think we know hockey to some level, he wouldn't come on the show on a regular basis. So the bumper music, the word wild.
We got wild music.
Will be included. Okay. I love one texter is telling me my Trump derangement syndrome is showing. I started the show saying the President of the United States deserves credit. For what is happening here, I said it then like three more times, yeah. And my TDS is
you
showing.
Also said you don't believe it when he says he stopped seven wars.
It's because it's not factually true. Okay.
Well, forget that other world leaders actually involved in those wars are laughing about him saying that.
Yes. Go find that video where they're laughing about it, including some of the folks involved in the wars themselves.
Yeah, I think that's what I said.
Right. I'm still just chuckling about that. Whether we like him or not, I really tip my hat to him. God bless America. More text. Of course, Trump played a huge role in the peace deal. More text. Why do we need to praise Trump? He's so good at taking that lap himself and adding to it by saying he ended the 6-7. Oh, yeah, I caught some of the cabinet today. And again, it's they're trying to give him a verbal orgasm over and over and over again. I mean, it's insatiable. They know what he wants to hear. They do it. And we air it. It's right out of state run. It's just right out of countries that we can't imagine that we're one of, where they all just have to go around and in different ways just say how brilliant he is, and it's way over the top. It's just way over the top. But if you were the president of the United States and a conflict of over 2 years is ended, if you're saying he doesn't deserve credit, then I think your head's in the sand. And by the way, TDS is such a weak way of responding. This is a show where we talk current events. And the most influential person on the planet, and he makes, offers up about 20 different pieces of news every day, is Donald John Trump. And if you are criticizing him, you differ with where he stands on his comments or his policy. It doesn't mean it's derangement. It's I'm paid a nice chunk of change to give my opinion on the current events, and I'm not afraid like other stations where they don't want to talk about Trump because they're afraid of upsetting someone. That's talk radio cowardice, by the way, especially if these are topics you normally discuss. So it's just I disagree with him. But he offers it up, and his followers can completely go with it. Let's not forget that Netanyahu extended the war to protect himself from going to jail. I agree with that. He's not going to war because of this. He's going to war because of his corruption, or going to jail potentially because of his the corruption he's been involved with. Biden was too weak to get it done. You know that, Chad. Well, I said when in 2022 that Joe Biden, maybe even 2021, it was very early in the presidency. Where is he? What's going on? What's happening? The first member of Congress on this show said that Biden shouldn't run for re-election. Not on any other show, this show. Okay, so the idea that we didn't talk about Biden is laughable. And I'm giving Trump credit. And Biden wasn't strong enough at times to be president. They hit him. It was shameful. Okay. Now, he put in a lot of work on it. A pushback would be, Dave, if a war goes on long enough, at some point it has to come to an end. Doesn't always work that way in the Middle East, though.
It's not worked that way in the Middle East.
No, I mean, they just go on.
They take pauses once in a while.
On and on. Thank you, Chad. He's a man of peace, and yes, he deserves credit. Not sure I think he's automatically. I mean, isn't every president in theory a man of peace? Don't they all want peace?
It's usually better.
Yeah. I mean, here's another one. His two attacks against Iraq. Oh, no, excuse me, against Iran. Soleimani in the first term, and the attack at the nuclear site didn't really do what he suggested, where it totally obliterated it. It's done forever. But where's Iran's response that, like, was going to end us as a country?
It was not very strong.
No. Chad, I will begrudgingly agree with you that he deserves some credit, but it doesn't raise all the horrible, disgusting, inhumane things that he does to human beings in this country and other places. Oh, I'm not suggesting here all of a sudden I'm just team Trump in every way. It is frightening that he is suggesting that he would like to see a governor of a state and a mayor of a city. This is Chicago, Illinois, with Johnson and Pritzker. He wants them arrested because they're not following his policy. We're allowed to have policy and political differences in our country, right, without sending people to jail?
I think we are.
We're really – and what would happen if Trump sends Pritzker to jail? What would most of the MAGA group say about that?
Deserves it.
I think most of the voters would. Would there at least be enough MAGA politicians who would say, I'm glad we have the National Guard. I prefer the president's policies. But sending a governor to jail because they don't agree on policy is absolutely the wrong thing to do.
The way it's going, Ted Cruz and Marjorie Taylor Greene would be the first ones to speak up.
I know. She was on with Wolf Blitzer.
Yeah. Wolf just praising
Wolf
her.
Just glowing praise for when Marjorie now is coming more moderate in the MAGA group. That's a rather interesting twist. Aaron David Miller, his professional life has been about the Middle East for decades. More on this story when we come back. Want to talk Aquarius?
Yes, I would.
Let's talk Aquarius, and let's talk about people who've listened to this station for a long, long time or listened to other stations or watched the ads with Ron Shera and a lot of people who believe in Aquarius. You want to know why so many of us believe in it? Because it's a great product and the follow-up is tremendous. And this is the time to reach out to Aquarius Home Services, obvious website, AquariusHomeServices.com, and get that Kinetico drinking water system. Every day, unless I'm out of town, I am all over that Kinetico drinking water system and enjoying the great water. By the way, that water immensely better than the terrible water we have in this building. Just a fact. Right now, you can save up to 25% on a new top-of-the-line Kinetico drinking water system. Don't wait. This company around since 1987, earning the right to be recommended. I've been a customer for 30-plus years. Track them down. Get that Kinetico drinking water system today.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring, Indeed, is all you need.
If you've paid attention to the Middle East over the last few decades, you see this man all the time because he's lived it. Aaron David Miller knows the Middle East as well as anyone, senior fellow at the Carnegie Endowment and host of Carnegie Connects, former State Department analyst, advisor, negotiator with Republican administrations, Democratic administrations, and we're short with time, but I wanted to set up just the context of why Aaron is such a brilliant guest. Aaron, do you think early next week we will be talking about a deal that is in place or a deal that potentially has fallen apart?
First of all, thanks for having me. The intro was way, way, way too kind.
all true.
You should run it by my wife, Lindsay, see what she thinks. look, let's be clear what this is not. This is not a peace agreement. And although I'm reluctant to drop that word from my vocabulary, I think we have to at least bear it in mind. This is not a peace agreement. We are, I don't know how to express it in terms of time, away from a conflict-ending agreement between Israelis and Palestinians. I was at the only effort 25 years ago at Camp David when Bill Clinton brought Yasser Arafat and Ehud Barak together for two weeks of negotiations. That was the only time a U.S. president at a summit convened an empowered PLO leader and a very risk-ready Israeli prime minister. And on the five core issues, Jerusalem border, security, refugees, end of all conflicts and claims, the gaps then were as wide as the Grand Canyon. In the last 25 years, they have become galactic in size. This is not a peace agreement, nor is this a guaranteed end to the current war in Gaza. What this is a significant intervention. There are reasons for it, but I would give the credit, having worked and voted for Republicans and Democrats, I'd say President Trump is to be credited with this. Because without his intervention and pressure on Benjamin Netanyahu, you and I would not be having this conversation. And what he's produced is a break in a two-year conflict with the possibility of implementing phase one, right? 48 hostages, living and dead, humanitarian assistance, increasing, hopefully surging into Gaza, access to potable water, sanitation, medical care, and food, shelter. And the withdrawal of Israeli forces within Gaza, not from Gaza, within Gaza to a line which will still leave them in control of large strategic points in an area roughly twice the size of the district of Columbia. Anything more than that, international stabilization force, taking away Hamas's weapons, creating a governing structure, reconstructing Gaza, delivering humanitarian aid on a even more reliable and predictable basis, is right now a thought experiment. Whether it will come to fruition will depend on whether or not this particular approach ends up fixing the problem that every other effort over the last 2 years could not fix. And that is simply, can you reconcile the Netanyahu government's objectives in Gaza with Hamas's? And right now the answer is no. Hamas wants to survive as a political and military force. Israelis want to eliminate it.
Okay, so can I jump in on that?
I'm sorry to drone on.
No. If that is still at its core, as much effort as the Trump administration has put in, and I'm with you, give them their credit, why shouldn't we just believe that this is temporary and we're going to be sitting here, I don't know, December 17th, and something's going to break out? And I'm going to call Dave, my producer, and say, see how busy Aaron David Miller is because this is all ended again.
Yeah. I mean, is that one outcome of this? Yeah, it is. And I don't get into Donald Trump and his policies here in terms of undermining the basic norms and institutions of a constitution he's constitutionally obligated to respect. put that aside.
Yeah. He does often, Aaron.
There is a break. There's a moment here.
Yeah.
He cannot make this work and go beyond it without the acquiescence and or support of the two principal combatants here. And right now, having made the particularly on the Hamas side, this plan, the Israelis got to it first, as is our want. We always show the Israelis these plans first. They made changes, and then Hamas weighed in with its yes, but. There's no indication right now that we're anywhere near getting answers or coming up with practical fixes for what would be required for you and me as normal humans to basically be able to say, well, you know what? The war in Gaza is over. I don't want to be upbeat. I don't want to be optimistic. Mm-hmm. I don't want to be pessimistic. You know, it's like Groucho Marx. He said, who are you going to believe? Groucho said, me or your lying eyes? I see what I see. And the lifts here, the challenges, are going to be extraordinary. I'm not a religious man, but I will say, having failed for most of the 25 years I worked on Israeli-Palestinian negotiations under both administrations, Republican and Democrat, any agreement between Israelis and Palestinians, particularly something between Israel and Hamas, is an extraordinary achievement. I'm not a religious man, but I will offer a prayer for the hostages, their families, and the civilian population of Gaza. For them, this actually may produce promise and a better day. But I can't, in all good conscience, basically say we're not now. It's inexorable and inevitable.
Yeah,
we have a peace plan, and we're gonna. You know, it's the best peace plan in 3,000 years, and mm-hmm. we're gonna settle the Israeli-Palestinian conflict. I mean, that's not. We need to be more serious and more sober about that.
Two last questions. We'll let him go. Aaron David Miller is with us. Did Trump box in Bibi Netanyahu when Netanyahu still wanted more and wanted to convince his constituents that they had completely decimated Hamas?
Yeah. I mean, I think I'll be very clear here. No president, Republican or Democrat, that I ever worked for, ever, on an issue that an Israeli prime minister believed was existential to his politics, and because Netanyahu conflates the security of Israel with his continued leadership, no president has ever pressured or spoken to an Israeli prime minister like that. And Benjamin Netanyahu has a track record of alienating all of the presidents he's worked for. I mean, 1996, first meeting with Bill Clinton, an exasperated Clinton comes out of the meeting exploding and says the following, asks the question, who's the effing superpower here? He was so annoyed with Netanyahu.
Right.
Well, you know what? Donald Trump actually came up with an answer to that question. We'll see. How much pressure and how much focus using honey and vinegar, because you're going to need both. You're going to need honey and vinegar, incentives and disincentives, to basically keep this thing going. We'll see how interested and focused the president is going forward.
And the last one, because I'm seeing a Hamas official confirming hostage release on Monday, which is fantastic news for someone who lives in Israel right now. Why should they trust Hamas over the next couple months?
I think the Israelis on the issue of Hamas, the Islamic resistance movement, the willful and indiscriminate murder of Israeli civilians on October 7th, the sexual predation, the mutilation, the taking of hostages, the willful execution of hostages. No. The broader Palestinian issue, a Palestinian leader who has a monopoly over the forces of violence within Palestinian society, and an Israeli leader who's prepared to, both sides prepared to understand that they have to figure out a way to meet one another's mutual needs and requirements. That's where we have to look. And I will say to you, you need a Mandela and a de Klerk. You need a Begin and a Sadat. You need a King Hussein and a Rabin. You need leaders now to even begin to convert the trauma that has befallen both Israelis and Palestinians, yeah. which will scar them for a generation. Only leadership and some sense of partnership, one to the other, is going to be able to even begin to repair what's been broken here.
Important insight as always on a day when you're extraordinarily busy. Thank you, sir. I appreciate it.
Always for you, Chad. Take care. Your listeners are lucky to have you.
25 years with the State Department, Republicans and Democrats, and his sole issue was the Middle East. So we are very lucky. Tremendous work also by Dave for tracking Aaron down. 47 past 12 on Dave Harrigan's radio station, WCCO. All right, boom, where's your favorite Dairy Queen? That's three long segments of very serious talk. We like to go from serious to silly, from silly to serious. I went to mine last night, the Dairy Queen in Golden Valley, Minnesota. First of all, does any town sound better than Golden Valley? Who wouldn't want to go to a valley that's golden?
Woodbury. All right, your town sounds better.
Well, I think I found out some bizarre story why it's named after Woodbury, too. Did we talk about that on air, or did I just read about it?
I think you just read about it.
We'll have to get to that another time. Now, remind me, 0 to 10, where you stand on Dairy Queen. And by the way, text me now, 651-461-9226. Where is your favorite Dairy Queen? The correct answer is Golden Valley, Minnesota. You're allowed to be wrong.
Okay, well.
You're allowed to be wrong.
Where do I stand on Dairy Queen itself? Just
yeah.
The idea of Dairy Queen?
Yeah, yeah. The idea of going home. Like this, I had a great day. I was with the friends, then had a nice pot roast with my ex-wife and two of my three kids. We took great joy in needling number two, good. Which is great, great joy. It's more often than not, it's just me alone. Kathleen was an active participant. And I don't care if your kids are 50. If you're not needling your kids, you never should have had them.
Good.
Now, you better love them. You better care for them. You better show empathy. But if you're still not giving them grief. Yeah.
They should know you're probably kidding. But there should always also be nagging doubt.
Oh, yeah. It was great. And so then I'm getting ready to go home, and I went, God, how about the Golden Valley?
Need a little something.
You know what I went? I asked him for a smaller peanut butter parfait.
They do a smaller version?
They did a little combo for me.
In the big cup? They just didn't fill her up? What do we mean? What happened?
Smaller, kind of like a smaller ice cream sundae.
Interesting.
And they made it like a peanut butter parfait. They probably know my love for the Golden Valley. I've been going to that Golden Valley DQ pretty much my entire life. I'd have to ask them. I'd have to call Mr. Valley, say, hey, Golden, when did that one open up? Because I, of course, I grew up in the greatest town in America, Golden Valley, Minnesota.
And I heard them now.
I did.
That's a Dairy Queen pun, by the way.
Yeah, thank you. Very good. I can remember going to that Dairy Queen when I was 7 or 8, you know, back in the 1930s.
Mm-hmm.
So do you have, okay, so to me, I love the peanut butter parfait. I love the Blizzard. I prefer, it's funny, because if you told me I could either have the soft serve or the regular ice cream, I normally would go with the regular, but there's just something about Dairy Queen that I just love.
It's memories. It's childhood.
Yeah.
It's after
and it's also damn good.
Yes, it is.
Yeah.
No, Dairy Queen's a 10. I've not had the hot eats in many, many years, but I don't care. The cool treats are dynamite. And I would go typically Blizzard first, over the peanut butter parfait, but the parfait is, it's a 9.5 out of 10 if it's not a 10.
What about Crystal? Okay, get out of here with Crystal. Okay, get Crystal and No Hope are just wannabes for Golden Valley. Okay. And it's like, you know, it's like Tiger Woods at his peak. Mm-hmm. Phil Mickelson, very good player. Ernie Els, very good player. You know what they're not? They're not Tiger Woods.
No, they're playing for number two.
Yeah. Crystal, New Hope, you're not Golden.
Tell me about the setup of the Golden Valley. Is it a problem?
Be nice if you follow me at Chad Hartman Show on the Twitter machine, and you would have seen that I was there.
Well, I need to know about the parking lot setup, because that's my biggest complaint.
I'm going to show you a picture.
Many Dairy Queens.
You know what it is? It's quaint. Look at that right there. First of all, the photography work by me.
Oh, that's a walk-up DQ. Is that what I'm seeing?
You've got walk-up possibilities. You can go inside. It's a small. I don't need the jumbo Dairy Queen. I want the smaller Dairy Queen. This isn't in Manhattan. It's not in Tokyo. Okay.
My biggest Dairy Queen complaint is the drive-thru, specifically on a summer evening, gets backed up. A lot of people want the Dairy Queen.
That's it.
And getting in and out of the lot, if you park and you're trying to back up and the line is there, it can be very difficult.
I'll give you another one, and I'm going to get plenty of ones that have been offered up. You order in the drive-thru, and by the time you get it, it's already melted so much, it's not the same.
That could be a pickle.
No, I didn't get a pickle. I don't really like their hot eats that much. Annandale, Woodbury location. Get out of here. Nothing's good in Woodbury. Royalton, that's my go-to coming back from Brainerd.
Royalton's a classic.
It's an absolute classic. Hastings, soft serve, overrated. DQ by Minnehaha Falls. My God, Chad, get out of the inner ring. I just mentioned Royalton, okay? The only good thing Golden Valley has is Lat 14, Schuler's. The Club of Golden Valley is just okay.
Wow.
First of all, those are all great. Lat 14, excellent. Schuler's, I may have drank there multiple times when I was underage. Club of Golden Valley is great, by the way. By the way, somebody says peanut butter with pecans. Awesome. Yeah, they put pecans in my peanut butter.
Well, then is it a peanut butter with pecans, or is it just a pecan bust?
Keep it simple. DQ Vanilla Cone at Ridgefield DQ.
Oh, get out of here.
That's too simple. Come on. We want a little something there.
Spice it up with some hot
fudge or
something.
Just a regular vanilla cone. Get out of here. Navarre, Rochester. All runners up to Golden Valley. Billy Guerin next hour.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.